T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We have a couple of quick things to talk about with the Chiefs before we, what did I miss?
Nothing. No, he just played a Nirvana song called Opinion that was recorded at a radio station in 1989 on like a boombox.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Was that, are you mad at him? Is that, did he
no,
not think you were going to like it? Or?
I did. I don't think it's good for the general public. I don't know if they would appreciate hearing something that low quality, but I loved it.
Do we have Chiefs updates a little bit? We have Xavier Worthy practice today.
Xavier Worthy practice, and the video I saw, he caught a ball over his shoulder. Arms outstretched.
Ooh,
pretty
not
good.
Not wincing in pain.
He has a brace on, but not nearly as much stuff as he had on him last week. And Jalen Royals is also the rookie wide receiver, which we haven't seen much of. I don't think we saw much of in preseason. Also practicing. Of the two of them, I don't care if Worthy plays against the Giants. The Giants are the 31st defense in the league. Mm-hmm. We can win. If we need Xavier Worthy playing out there with a dislocated shoulder to beat the Giants, then we might as well just cancel the season. Just relegate ourselves to the XFL and play in April. There's no reason to have him out there. Now, against the Ravens, I'd like to have him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's good.
But Jalen Royals, I'd really like to see out there. I think he could actually help us out a lot.
Okay. Seeing in sports. That's our
To start the unpopular opinions, that was the first one from the text line. I would much rather watch sports on TV than at the stadium. Overpriced. I can't follow what's going on in the game, and I don't enjoy being around people that much.
Did Quentin write that?
It is not from his
Scott Parks write that,
though. He might have a burner. I have no idea. I get it. I don't necessarily agree, but I get it. It depends on the sport, too.
Yes.
Baseball, I can go to a game, follow along perfectly fine, know what's going on. Football, the games I've gone to, I've enjoyed all of them.
Yes.
And I've never once so far, and I've only been to four of them, but I've never once been to a Chiefs loss. Every game I've gone to, the Chiefs have won. Having said that, I get it more there because it's harder to follow along. It just is like, you don't know what happened. For good and bad. When we went to the Texans game, the playoff game against the Texans this year, thanks to my buddy Webb, who got us tickets for his suite. I didn't know all of the stuff that was going on about the penalties and Mahomes flopping and Joe and Troy freaking out in the booth about it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the game a lot more because I didn't see that stuff, but I had people text me going like, Joe Buck, sorry, Joe Buck, he's the worst.
It's just different experiences. Yeah. The only most recent Chiefs in recent history Chiefs game that I've been to was in a suite, and it was one that we won. And that was cool. It's cool to go. It's cool to be a part of that energy and that excitement. And yeah, you don't always know what's going on. You need the screen. You yep. need the commentators to kind of tell you some of what's going on. And it's cheaper at home.
There's a penalty that, like, you watch at home and, like, there'll be a penalty called on the home team. And the people will be freaking out and you'll be watching going like, what are they complaining yeah. about? Obviously, that's a penalty. Well, they didn't see it from the 15 different angles you just saw it from.
Right.
It's not that they're stupid. They're just having a reaction.
So I sort of agree with this.
I kind of do, too. It depends on the sport. Depends on the sport.
Like hockey, I've been to minor league hockey games because I think that's fun. That environment's yeah. fun. And never in a million years am I going to watch hockey on TV.
Yeah.
Ever. Just like I'm probably never going to watch soccer on TV. But in person, the energy is kind of fun.
I think it actually, I hate to say this, I think of all of them, football is the one that meets this the most for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would actually, sometimes, not all the time, mm-hmm. but sometimes I would rather watch a game on TV than watch, because it's easier to follow along almost every other sport than football.
And you're not sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, and I'll be the person that complains about, you know, like the game that I went to was on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I got there early. At the time I lived on the plaza, that wasn't that far of a drive.
Yeah.
Getting in there was no problem. I got there early, but there was no quick way out. And it was a really good game, so I stayed until the end.
Right.
Because I'm not the person that leaves early when things are good.
I actually have a weird thing. I never leave games early.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. you spent a lot of money to go.
Yeah. Oh, no. Or somebody gave you tickets and now I feel obligated
or
to say.
You spent their money to go.
Yes, Quentin.
I've been to a hockey game. That was great. I've watched it on TV. In person, it's better. I've never been to an NBA game because, you know,
there's no NBA
that
team.
That team was stolen from us. So
you bitter about something that happened in 1984?
Well, you know, but I've been to college basketball games. I watched a lot of Bearcat games when I was out there. They're great in person. Baseball is almost better in person than
yes.
watching it on TV.
I'd agree with that 100%.
And I don't know. The atmosphere of baseball, I also just like love baseball. So yeah. Baseball's great in person. I would say football is the exception to this, that it's yeah. better on TV than in person. But going to a football game is also a great experience. So yes. I don't want to yeah. dog on football not being great, even when your team's not that good, or if you're going to a game where you don't really care who wins or loses.
I would rather go to a playoff game so I could be there and feel that energy and have that fun than go to a regular season game, obviously. And having said that, I think I would rather watch a regular season game on TV than be there.
I mean, I was at when
I know it's a horrible thing to say. I'm not even saying, by the way, that I don't want to go to a game. I'm saying that I'm not as excited to go. And I would be kind of upset that I'm missing out on what's actually going on because I'm just trying to follow along. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I went to the Yankees Royals game last year when they were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that was just, I mean, even though the Royals lost, it was such an electric atmosphere that I've been to a lot of games that mattered, the few games that have mattered for the Royals during my lifetime. But that was just so different than being at a regular season game, a baseball regular season game. So even though I just think that it's so much better to go in person.
Baseball games are yeah. better in person.
Yeah.
Even minor league baseball is fun.
Like, minor league baseball is really fun.
Yeah.
They know you're kind of bored, so they have to like do all sorts of crap.
And you can walk around.
In between the innings. Yeah, they always have weird food.
I can
yeah.
afford a suite. That's nice.
Yeah.
I went, we did a family vacation. We've got some friends that live in Omaha, and we all bought a ticket into like the dugout suite.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. I felt fancy.
Mm-hmm. I've been to some NBA games. They're not as hard to follow as football, but they would come next for me. Because I went to a lot of Celtics games, or not a lot, but I went to several Celtics games. And you can tell what's going on. Somebody scored or didn't. Somebody shot or didn't. It's when the penalties come in and the fouls come in that you're like, what the hell? And then the clock management at the end gets really confusing. All right, next one. Unpopular opinions. Charcuterie boards try too hard. It's from the text line.
It's always a weird one.
It's a lot of arranging just to nibble on tiny snacks. I'd rather have one big normal sandwich.
Then eat a Lunchable.
Yeah.
If you don't like the charcuterie board, go get a Lunchable.
I like the charcuterie. I think the reason we like charcuterie boards is the same reason we like buffets. The reason we like fajitas. Mm-hmm. There's something about assembling the meal yourself and having that choice that makes it feel like a unique experience.
Yeah.
And like, I'm in charge of this. I'm in control of it.
And it's aesthetically pleasing, usually. Charcuterie board is meant to like be presented and look good. And it's kind of having a moment, like the boards of things are having, that's kind of a cool idea now for parties.
Yeah.
Pick a thing that you like and we can do a board out of it. Do you like pancakes? We can do a board of all the different pancakes and the toppings. We have a story about cinnamon rolls where you can do cinnamon rolls and then pick your toppings and you can do that on a board. I mean, you can do that out of anything. So eat your sandwich. I'm doing my charcuterie.
All right, here's a music one. Auto-tuning. People need to stop complaining about it. It isn't cheating. It's a tool like reverb or distortion. If the song hits, I don't care how the vocal got there. I would 100% disagree with that.
In the day of AI and not knowing what's fake and real, because we're complaining about auto-tuning.
Yeah, it's a little, first of all, your opinion's a little dated there. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, 5. But I would also say that it because it's reverb just adds a little bit of atmosphere to the voice. It definitely improves the voice, makes it sound better, makes it fit into the song better. EQ, where you're actually changing the frequency to make it fit into the instrumentation better and maybe take off some annoying parts of the vocal, fine. This is actually manipulating notes, though. Mm-hmm. It's like you sang it wrong because you're not talented enough to sing it right. So we move the note so that it sounds good. And then on top of that, the problem is I'm somebody who actually likes it when music kind of sounds a little bit bad. Like
it's like live.
Yes. Like I like hearing some mistakes. Mm-hmm. I like hearing some scripts. That's how I know that it's real. That's how I know it's authentic. Like he's not everybody's cup of tea, and I get that. But I love Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, if you auto-tuned his voice, it would just disappear because they would be like, none of these notes are in the right spot. Like it wouldn't sound the same. All of his notes are sharp. Yeah. So it would all sound bad. The whole reason blues exists is because you had notes that were just a little bit out of the order of things, and they sound just a little bit off. That's what makes them sound bad, but also gives them their kind of groove and their feeling. So yeah, I didn't want to go on a rant there, but auto-tune is bad. AI is bad. Mm-hmm. Not embracing failure and not accepting that things are flawed and nothing is perfect is a bad attitude to have, because life isn't perfect and things should be a little bit wrong sometimes.
Okay.
Cindy Crawford had a mole. That's it.
Oh.
I mean it.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Am I wrong?
I mean,
what is she known for?
It made her famous.
No, she's known for being a beautiful woman.
She's beautiful.
Yes, but she's not known for being beautiful. She's known for being a beautiful woman who had a big mole on her face.
She was one of the highest paid models ever.
Right, because she had a mole on her face.
Not because of the mole.
Yes.
The mole is what made her distinct.
The mole made her, that's my point. Otherwise, she would have just been a beautiful woman.
She would have been a model still.
Yeah, but not that model. Not somebody that I would, whose name I'd be able to pull out of the ether 30 years later.
Probably.
Like we found another unpopular opinion within the unpopular opinion.
What? Moles?
No, your take on her.
My take on her is unpopular?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's unpopular.
I mean, it's only our two opinions right now that we're going back and forth about. So.
Whatever.
I don't even know who it is, so I can't really get my opinion.
You don't know who Cindy Crawford is?
Oh, my God.
I can't.
You didn't know who Robert Redford was yesterday.
You don't know who Cindy, you really do not know who Cindy Crawford is.
I mean, maybe
is.
If I saw a face, then I could be like, oh, Google that one lady with the mole.
Be like the one with the mole.
Google Cindy Crawford.
It's either her or Robert De Niro. I'm
not
sure.
And tell me whether you recognize that face, because I
will be more forgiving about him not knowing Cindy Crawford than Robert Redford.
So will I. Yes.
But still.
Yeah, she's.
No, I do not.
Oh my God. I'm so old.
Okay. No, we're not. It's not us that's old. It's Quentin
It's not us that's wrong. It's the children.
He's missing some.
I'm on our IMDb page looking for stuff that
she's
I recognize.
She's a model.
She's not going to have a movie database page.
I mean, she might for like
she
acting.
She does guest appearances. Four things on here.
Yeah, like cameos. But no.
God. No, she's go look at her Wikipedia page. She's more like there's more likely to be stuff on there. She's married to Randy Gerber, and they're best friends with George Clooney. And they do Casamigos tequila.
I don't know who Randy Gerber is.
There's no reason to know him. He was a businessman.
The baby food millionaire, is that who
it is? No. I don't know what he did before, but he and I don't know what his business was. They've been married a really long time.
That's a really good looking guy. That's not an actor?
Randy Gerber and George Clooney.
He's just a
started Casamigos tequila, which is now one of the most famous tequilas in the country. Yeah. And it's really good and it's reasonably priced. And they just sold it.
Nah.
So
God knows how
he might be richer than her now. I mean,
all right, I better keep this going because I have a really good one to go to break on. Participation trophies are fine for little kids.
Define little. Are we defining little?
We'll talk about that next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
Like this one.
Participation trophies. This is from the text line 3219. Says participation trophies are, hold on, where we go, are fine for little kids. It keeps them interested. It keeps them playing sport. It's just a little reward for going out and trying their best.
Define little.
They didn't, but I will define little as under 10.
I'm going to define it.
So that's
younger than that.
Grade and younger.
I'm going to go earlier than that.
Okay. So 6.
It also depends on what the thing is. The participation trophy for what? I mean,
what's funny, I remember getting participation trophies in the 80s. Like, this isn't a new thing. It just blew up when
people decided
that they hated millennials and needed to find a reason why we sucked. And it was, because you guys got participation trophies. And I actually don't remember getting a trophy. I remember getting ribbons. That was what we got
ribbons,
in Little League.
And little medals.
Yeah. And by the way, I remember getting a participation trophy one year and throwing it in the trash because I was so pissed off because we lost in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think they're fine. I think that it's overblown. It's also, it's something we don't do for anything else, and we shouldn't do it for anything else. You know, I mean, like, if you lose a war, I'm not I could go into this a lot deeper. Yeah. You shouldn't get statues if you were the loser of a war that maybe happened on U.S. soil. I'm just saying you shouldn't have statues everywhere for losers. That's all.
But it's not like a participation trophy is going to make a kid not want to compete. I think kids know the difference. Even younger kids know the difference between winning and not winning.
Yeah.
Kids want to win.
Oh, kids are competitive as hell.
Right. And so that's why I think go younger than 10.
Yeah.
Go like 6.
I think it also giving, I hate doing this because I this is not in me usually. I'm usually on the side of like, if it makes people happy, let them do it.
Right.
But I think it also to what I said earlier, you need to accept that there's loss in life. Part of the benefit of playing sports when you're little is that you learn to lose early. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't. Your favorite team is going to lose more times than not when it comes to the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Even the Chiefs will lose a Super Bowl every once in a while.
Can I make a point?
You're going to lose a job. You're going to lose a relationship. Yes, go ahead.
8-year-old Quentin was not buying himself a participation trophy.
Yeah.
It was my parents and coaches who were getting the trophy. So Little League Quentin didn't make that decision. No. That decision was made for him.
It's always been something
Don't hate on me for getting my plastic trophy and gnawing on some orange slices. Well, right?
It's always been infuriating for me that people have said that. Like, you millennials or you Gen Zers and your who was giving them to us? Right. For us, it was boomers.
Right.
For you, it was Gen X. Who is giving them the, because like you said, kids are buying them.
And who loses by the kids getting the participation trophies?
Nobody.
Who loses?
I think that's the whole point.
You don't take anything
loses.
Away from anybody.
Yeah.
By those kids. You don't take away from the kids that won.
Yeah.
They still won.
I think so. I remember when I was a kid, it's almost like it's a thing with parenting where you don't want your baby to cry. Mm-hmm. So you go in and check on them constantly.
Yes.
That's one philosophy. And then they'll never sleep without you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to sleep with you all the time. Or you can let them soothe themselves and cry themselves to sleep. And it's painful, but you know they're safe. You know they're fine. They just need to get used to the idea that they're alone in their bed.
Yes.
And they'll get over it.
And that's how they learn.
That's how they learn.
Yeah.
And I think that's the two different philosophies when it comes to this is you can let your kid cry and be sad that they lost, or you can give them a little trophy to make them feel better. But it might be better to let them learn a lesson. I can't believe I'm having a discussion about participation trophies. I shouldn't have done this. I'm going to move on. Next one. And this is one we can all agree is bad. Paper straws are fine for a short drink. What do you mean for a short drink?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You mean for a small drink, like one of those skinny glasses?
That's going to be quick.
Yeah. The ocean matters more than texture. Get over yourself.
Well, they didn't have to be snarky about it.
Yeah.
I don't like soggy straws.
Mm-hmm.
To me, paper straws, cardboard straws.
They make my teeth go on edge.
Give me plastic.
Yeah.
Quentin, give me plastic. I want plastic.
Or we're all adults here.
I don't
need a straw.
Yes, I do want a straw.
We have
sometimes
had the straw debate before. I'm fine with not having a straw. But if I'm going to, it's not going to be cornstarch and it's not going to be paper. It's either going to be metal or it's going to be plastic.
I don't want metal.
Metal doesn't bother me as much.
I don't need a straw in a cocktail.
Yeah, don't bring me two short straws.
Yeah, that's weird. That?
But in a cocktail, if you're going to have a straw, you need two so that you can stir it.
Yeah,
they have to be short and there has to be two of them so that you can stir it. Generally, I just need a straw in if I'm doing a bigger thing, like a Coke or ice water, I like a straw. And anything that I'm drinking out of a big cup, I want a straw.
You know, when we had the whole straw debate, I looked up the history of straws and I didn't mention this
was
on air.
Was that thrilling?
It was too nerdy. You know why the straw was invented?
I know. Could
it
not even imagine.
It was invented because there was a guy whose favorite drink was mint julep.
Oh, God. Okay.
But if you hold it, it would get warm. It's best cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so he grabbed a piece of straw and stuck it in and drank it. And it tasted a lot better because it stayed cold the whole time. And then that's where you got
all right. Well, you know, drink it faster.
And that's why they're called straw.
We need to look up the history of, and this will be thrilling also for the same reason, wine glasses, because I suspect that's the same reason we have stems on wine glasses.
Oh.
You're supposed to hold it on the stem because
so they stay chilled.
be, and it, like some, there's supposed to be like a 4-degree difference between white wine and red wine, but that way your hand isn't touching the glass and making the wine warm.
That's why I hold my, when I get a beer bottle in a glass, that's why I hold it by the neck and not by the actual glasses. I don't want my hand warming up my beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still want, and I don't want to be made to feel guilty for asking for a straw. Don't make me seem like a bad person.
I'll bring you the straw, but you'll have to look at that picture of that turtle.
I recycle. I
did we know that turtle didn't have a Coke issue? I'm just saying. I mean,
we've done a pretty good job about eliminating the six-pack rings.
Yeah.
You know?
Have we? We good on that?
I think.
We fixed that?
They still exist, but they're not nearly as prevalent as they used to be.
The thing with the straws is because it made for a bad visual with that turtle. But the other thing is they account for barely any of the plastic waste that's in the ocean. You know what is actually causing all of the plastic waste in the ocean? Does anybody? Anybody?
Throwing stuff away
Disposable fishing nets.
Yeah.
It's disposable fishing nets because they're just big plastic nets that the fishermen are using because they're cheaper than the actual, corded nets. Right. And then they throw them out there and then everything else gets sucked into those nets. That's what's causing these garbage islands to be floating around in the Pacific. That's what that is.
Why don't we work on that? Why were we so big on the little six ring things?
The same reason why we're made to feel guilty if you have a car that doesn't get, the highest gas mileage and things like that. Because even though your car is not doing nearly as much polluting as the factories and the companies and everything like that, one, it makes you as a citizen feel like you're doing your part and helping the environment. And two, it takes the burden off the real polluters, which are the corporations.
Money was going to be my answer because there's a lot more money in fishing than there is in...
It's always blame the consumer,
It's always our fault.
You're blaming the end of the problem and not the beginning of it. That's the way this works.
Yep. All right. Well, that was Unpopular Opinions. Coming up, we're talking about we'll do that tomorrow. Kansas City IRS employees are sounding the alarm on more job cuts. And you know what? We'll have this at the beginning of next hour. I want to just have a food news segment. We have like four.
We have a lot of stuff today.
News stories.
We're going to talk about the old lady.
Yeah.
Who loved Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But next, we're going to talk about the IRS.
Great.
Cutting jobs. Is that good?
Happy things.
Is that a good thing? I mean, if you're bad at
Depends
your taxes,
on if you work
it might
for the
be.
IRS.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next at midday.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's going on.
Oh, man. All right. Channel 5 had the story. It has been 7 months since the IRS laid off at least 100 workers in Kansas City. That was a bad time. We remember that. Now the agency is partially reversing course. Earlier this week, they had a hiring event for seasonal employees at the IRS. Channel 5 tried to talk to someone there. They said they wouldn't be talking to the media. But it sounds like morale is bad and toxic at that IRS building, yeah, according to people that work there.
It's how bad is it that KCTV 5 was like, hey, we hear like hiring is coming back up. And they're like, get the out of here. No, go away.
Employees are still facing the possibility of job cuts as a new zero paper initiative.
Yeah.
Has many worried about their job security.
So the union is saying that this whole new hiring event for seasonal workers is a bait and switch. It's not really happening. They are fearing that 1,000 more jobs could vanish because of the zero paper initiative. I have to ask this, though, and I'm not trying to dismiss anybody's job, because Lord knows you could make the case that we work in an outdated industry ourselves. But paper?
So this is what I don't.
If your job is reliant on us still using paper instead of e-filing?
I thought I read it wrong. The union president said the digitalization of the work that comes through and getting rid of all the paper, they said this is a processing center. So over 2,000 employees work in an area that deals with the paper that first comes in. And they want to hire a contractor to do that work because they don't pay them benefits. And also, the more you digitize, the more people e-file, and the less we use paper, I guess the fewer people you need to deal with all that paper. Where was this quote? So they said, now you're going to have an outside source open all the mail. So I guess that's a big part. I'm trying to think of all the jobs that would be associated with the paper that comes through. But yes, you have to open all the returns that are mailed in. And then it's going to be routed to another outside source to process your check. Okay, so for the people that mail in the actual checks, is this somebody trying to talk me into not e-filing and not paying electronically? Because, you know, the mail service, not the best.
Yeah.
Always for stuff like that. They talked to one woman who said her job, name is Diane, her job is to handle paper.
That's been like ripped and things have been spilled on it, stuff like that, and fixing it.
If it's stained, if it's torn, she fixes it. I did not realize that we had so many jobs associated with paper.
Right.
Okay, so that's a problem.
I hate it, if somebody can make the case why it's better to use paper than e-filing. I'd like to hear it.
Jobs.
I think because of the job that's in that option, though.
What? Why?
I just first, like, as somebody who, you know, lives in Missouri and has to pay taxes to Kansas every year.
I also. I'm in the same position.
Like, I'm not going online and I'm not paying the state of Missouri to through their online portal. It sucks. I'll make my point here in a second. So I'm going to mail my check to the state of Missouri. I'm going to mail my check to the state of Kansas. It is easier that way than trying to fight the outdated system because it looks like that's been, you know, made in 2008.
You mean you'd rather do?
Yes, I would much rather mail in.
Rather go back 40 years for a more efficient system than 15 years for a less efficient system. Gotcha.
All due respect, Quentin, I pay quarterly income taxes because I do contract work, and that has to be paid. Taxes don't come out of that, and so I have to pay quarterly income taxes to the IRS and to the state of Missouri. And I have mailed those checks before, and they did not get there. And wow, did that screw up income tax time. Mm. So no, I e-file, my accountant handles the e-file. And then once a quarter, when I have to go in and pay those amounts, I go on to irs.gov and I go on to the Missouri Department of Revenue. IRS.gov is super easy. I've never had a problem with it. It goes on automatically. I can pay by credit card. It's no big deal. And Missouri Department of Revenue doesn't make it really easy to find where that is, but I've never had a problem.
I also, anytime a government or a business says, oh, we're just going to find a contractor to do that, I'm always skeptical, because that just means that you're going to find somebody else to do it. Yeah, and the odds are is this contractor is going to find a way to cut corners, and that service is going to be less.
Outsourcing usually does not work out well.
Especially when it's a government job that then gets contracted out. Because the government's job in this is not to make money off of that service. The contractor's job is to make money off of that service. And so my red flag goes up, and I'm like, it's just going to suck.
I can't. There's an astronaut. I think it was John Glenn. And speaking of getting around to a point, I'll get to it. John Glenn, first American in outer space. U.S. Senator, he said, he was asked one time, what was going through your head when you were on that rocket about to be fired up into space? And he said, I felt exactly how you would feel if you were getting ready to launch and you knew you were sitting on top of 2 million parts, all built by the lowest bidder on a government contract. So all that to say, the work's not going to get better. If you don't like the way the filing system is now, if they go to this no paper system, then and have it all contracted through some third party, it's not like it's going to get better. It's going to go to the lowest. They're doing it to save money.
I have so many mixed feelings about this, because I feel like, yeah, get rid of the paper.
Yeah,
you're going to get your refund faster if you e-file, because it goes directly direct deposit into your account. If you e-file, the IRS gets your information fast. It's a more efficient system to not mail a check and to not mail a return. You're relying on the Postal Service, which is not known lately for being, you know, doing the best job ever.
Oh, God. It's terrifying.
Right. So getting the paper out of the system is good. That's generally a good thing. I hate that jobs are going to be lost because of that. But that's where I say that's a good thing.
I have less of a problem with the no paper system and more of a problem with them saying we're going to an outside contractor.
I agree with you.
Because, you know, we haven't had any problems with that in Jackson County.
Correct.
Right? Having an outside contractor doing the tax assessments.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the no paper thing is just the upfront excuse to say we're going to go no paper and do an outside contract. That's what I think. I just think that the no paper thing is just
what's the outside contractor doing? What's the job of the outside contractor?
It sounds like the outside contractor is going to deal with the mail.
Well, so that's not a result that has nothing to do with.
Well, if they outside the mail, then they can be like, we aren't using any paper. The contractor's using the paper.
But they're just opening the mail that people are sending in.
Yeah.
So they're replacing some jobs, but that has nothing to do with trying to digitize. You can't help if people are going. You're always going to have people that are going to mail in their tax returns.
They've said that that's one of the reasons that refunds have backed up is because of these outside contractors.
Sure. Then tell people to e-file.
And it also, let's go to Ann in Kansas City, who has a great point about using outside contractors for this. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi. So the first thing that I thought of immediately with the outside contractor is what kind of control are you going to have with them? Because if you work for the IRS, you go through an extensive background check. I'm sure you're probably have cameras on you. You're not able to steal somebody's identity with an outside contractor. You know, what kind of controls do you have at that point with somebody? Like, everything somebody would need to steal your identity is being handed to them.
Yeah, that's what the union is also saying is the refund's backing up, but also you're putting taxpayers' personal information at risk. And I'm going to let you go just because you're getting a lot of background noise there, but really appreciate your call. Thanks. And yeah, that's exactly right. More outside contractors you use, the more information is at risk, because who knows how well these people have been vetted. But hey, we're saving money.
Okay, so what's the best way to go here then? What's the best route forward?
I mean,
is it because you're not going to, independent contractors are going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay them benefits.
Right.
They're going to use the contractors. So that's where I say your better path then is for people to get rid of the paper so that you don't need the contractors to deal with the paper. that's going to, you're either going to lose jobs to contractors or you're just going to lose jobs.
Fair.
It stinks either way. It's not good.
I think the union in general doesn't like, whether it's for this outside, for the paper stuff, if we start seeing a steady encroachment on federal jobs from outside contracts, and they do this a lot. I mean, the Department of Defense does this a lot, using outside contractors for, you know, auditing and for accounting, all that stuff. I mean, so many government.
Frankly, so do the city. I mean, local governments do it too.
And it's an inefficient way of doing things that just happens to be cheaper. 913-586-7798. If you have any comments on this, let us know. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
File early. That's going to be your lesson for the tax season coming up. Whether you're going to e-file or you're going to do it the old school way, do it early. Especially if you're getting money back.
Going to be a mess. The IRS, according to the employees there, they're saying, hey, don't be fooled by them having a hiring festival and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's BS. They're going to be getting rid of all of us and replacing us with contractors. Yikes. They also, and we were talking about this, say that they're getting rid of paper. Like, it's going to be zero paper in the future. That is their initiative. I can't for the life of me think of a good reason why you would use paper over electronic.
There's some people,
it's like checks versus
oldest among us, that do their own and write and like to write the check and like to mail the check and like to do it with paper.
They
don't trust the system.
Safer.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Natalie in Kansas City. Hey, Natalie.
Hey.
Hi.
So speaking of e-filing and fraud, like the previous caller, it's my understanding the way the system is currently set up, if there's ever been any identity fraud with your tax information, you can no longer e-file, regardless of your choice. You have to send a paper form.
Okay. I've never heard that, but I believe you.
I've
heard of it. It's happened to people that I know. They have to get a code. They have to work directly with the IRS and their tax preparer. So it's a lot of hoops to jump through.
So wait, I'm sorry, I missed something there. What was it?
If your tax information has been
compromised, okay,
fraud, you can't e-file anymore.
Oh, is that, wow, that sucks.
So what I read online is, if identity theft prevents you from e-filing your taxes, you have to file a paper tax return. It doesn't say if you've been the victim of identity theft, you have to do the paper form.
Mm.
But
I don't know. Thanks for your call, Natalie. I mean, that would be a reason. Why, though? I mean, I guess. But why is that better?
I don't understand why that's...
I know that's happened to two people in my life. That they have to wait to get a code, and then they have to go... They have to get a piece of mail from the IRS with, like, a special code in order to file their taxes.
Okay. I mean, if you have been the victim of identity theft, you have bigger problems than...
filing your taxes?
Whether you're going to e-file or paper file your income taxes. Do it early.
Here's the solution. Just don't do it at all. What are they going to do?
That worked for you, right?
Yeah. It's
you just kind of didn't do it?
It's worked great. I've done it several times. No, it's not for a while.
Skip. Well, you,
I file
have you
late.
Filed
I
last
file
year
late.
Yet?
Yeah. Did I file you? Late every year.
Recently,
I
though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was in July.
Yeah.
I file late every year. I know. I'm lazy. It's also just trying to get... I had so many things going on last year.
There were
a lot
of moving parts.
Five different jobs, unemployment, severance, all this other stuff had to be factored into it. So it was just a mess, and I just didn't want to do it.
Being an adult is just
it's the
bummer,
worst.
Right?
It's the worst.
That would give me so
it.
Much stress.
Really?
Yes.
They don't. It's not like they're going to come and arrest you for filing late.
There are penalties.
Yeah, there's penalties. But, that's it. It's not that, and they're not that bad. I'm not encouraging it. It's stupid. It's like saying I can speed. I can get a speeding ticket. Big deal. But it's not going to kill you. It's not like they're going to come and arrest you. Oh God, I said that in a microphone.
That's the bar we're setting.
They're coming for me now. All right, coming up, bunch of food news. The old lady who loved Olive Garden has died.
It's very sad.
And what do you put on top of a cinnamon roll? It's coming up next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.